Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I'm here with Mahesh.
Hi there.
Who is the owner of the Azure Active Directory Domain
Services.
I should know this. Domain services. I like to call it domain as a service.
Sure.
Domain controller as a service, or DC as a service. Am I allowed to say that?
That's what it started off as.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a super, really cool product that that not enough people know about. So I'm glad that we're here to talk about.
Maybe a lot of people know about it today, but
we can fix it today. So many people should be using this. So this is effectively a fully managed domain controller. Fully managed HA domain controller for all of your VM needs.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about what this is, what it does, and then we'll go into a demo.
Yeah. So we saw a lot of customers lifting and shifting their applications to the cloud.
Of course. Yeah.
Because of the awesome work you guys do in infrastructure services.
That's nice. We'll
but what they'd
back.
End up doing.
Just next time you should just spend the whole time talking about us. Okay, go on, sorry.
Sure. Yeah. But what they do is spin up their own domain controllers up in the cloud and then do replication over the internet, which wasn't really much fun.
Yeah.
What we've ended up doing is essentially taking your Azure AD directory, which already synchronizes with your on-prem AD, in order to get you to Office 365.
Right, and that's the identity sync that's happening, like a dir sync sort of thing. Yeah, got it.
That's right.
Which is great, by the way, because it changes bi-directional.
Right.
Very unique offering, very
Absolutely.
Special.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's the Active Directory way. Good.
Right. And so that's how users, groups, and passwords land in the cloud.
Right.
What we did is essentially leverage this this cloud directory that you have in Azure AD.
Yeah.
And now we can project it onto a virtual network in Azure so that all of your VMs start to see essentially a managed domain.
Right.
You can do things like domain join, LDAP authentication, NTLM, Kerberos.
So like all the things that you'd be able to do
for
a DC that's running on-premises
right.
with both the user identities, but then now you can also do it for basically machine identities.
Absolutely.
Is that the right way to...
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So we're pretty close. Okay, good.
Pretty close.
Okay,
and, essentially, one of the benefits of this is you don't have to manage admin accounts, local admin accounts across a bunch of VMs.
That's right.
And you can use group policy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's, let's actually see some things here and then we'll dig in.
So we're in the old portal, so you can crack a joke now or maybe hold on for a bit.
I don't, this is just, you know what, we're going to cancel this. The show's done. Thanks. We'll get you next time. No. Come on back.
Well, the new portal's
coming.
It's coming in the new portal soon.
It's coming. Soon. We don't have a date though, but
Absolutely.
Soon.
We're working on it.
Very hard. They're working very hard.
At least one dev's working on it.
Come on. A lot of people. It's very important. You're gonna get me in trouble.
So you just go to the Active Directory node.
See how hard it is to use the old portal?
You go to the Configure tab.
Okay. So this is the Active Directory node. Okay. Right. So this is Azure Active Directory. Okay. Configure here.
And we have this little, if it stops scrolling, we have this little section here called Domain Services.
Okay.
Where's it gone?
Domain Services, right there.
There you go. So I'm going to toggle that to
yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good. And then hit save.
No, not quite. And then it's going to ask me a couple of questions. What's the name of your domain, right?
Okay.
So you can call this whatever you'd like. So let's say Contoso, whatever, 200.com.
Just like Tuesdays with Core. I mean, you could just.
Okay. Yeah, we can call it that.
Advertisement for the show. It's, I can use everything I can get. Good.
Right, and the next question is where do you want to expose it? Which VNet do you want to expose it? So I'm just going to pick my demo VNet.
Okay.
I've got a preview VNet in which I've already got a service instance enabled, so I'm just going to skip that. And hopefully not hit right-click here.
Yeah, you're struggling here with the...
And hit save.
Okay, and there you go.
And so what happens now is under the covers, we're essentially provisioning DC instances for this domain, and we're going to be synchronizing user accounts, passwords, and groups into that domain.
There you go.
Right, so it's going to take about 20 minutes...
And then machines will be able to directly connect that. Cool,
So it'll take about 20 minutes for the first instance, and another 20 minutes for the second instance. So
if I navigate... And that's HA then. Great, so you're... Then
it's HA
at that point,
the
you're just... No management happens from then on.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So this is what it looks like once it's done.
Okay.
I've created a domain called contoso100.com.
Okay.
It's on my preview VNet. And these are the IP addresses at which my DCs are
available. For the DC, so everyone now should connect to that again. Right. For the HA, you do both, right?
Yeah.
Yes, got it.
Yeah. And it also has DNS resolution within the VNet. So any machines joined to that domain essentially can find each other.
Okay.
We have the ability to configure secure LDAP access even over the internet. So if you've got... You know, your workloads deployed on premises or in a different cloud on another network, you can essentially connect.
You can still use this as your DC.
Absolutely.
Super cool. And there's your external IP for that.
Yes, there's an external IP address for that.
For the external.
So if you navigate to one of my machines which is actually connected to that domain, click on it here.
There you go.
This is what it essentially looks like. So I'm using the exact same admin tools you have on premises, the AD Admin Center.
And they just work because these just are just what you'd expect as a normal
directory.
DC.
Yeah. Yes. And so what you'd see is that it's slightly different from a normal DC in terms of the org structure.
Sure.
So you have AD DC computers, which is where any computer that's joined to this domain shows up.
Yes.
And then AD DC users, which is where all of your Azure AD users and group accounts show up. So it's going
to... You want me to try and click here? Oh,
it's just going to take a second.
Oh, it's just take a second, okay. Yeah. I can do your clicking if you want.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So you'll notice that there's a bunch of users and groups that were in your Azure AD tenant, and they show up.
Yes.
There's one group called AD DC Administrators, and this is a delegated admin group that can now do things like managing group policy on the domain, administering DNS.
So this is how you administer it from here.
Correct.
Okay, right. Got it.
So the important thing here is we do not have domain admin or enterprise admin privileges because it's a managed domain.
Yes.
We do have a lower set of privileges, which is things like DNS administration and a bunch
of
things.
Got it. So you basically, because you're going to manage this remotely, you're not logging on to your DC, right? But you are able to join this administrator group and be able to manage your DC in sort of similar ways you would have on premises.
Yes, and we really want people to get out of the notion of managing a DC and using it as a service, which is really why these higher level actions are what that...
Right, whether it's a VM running or a machine running or what have you, it doesn't matter.
Right.
This is what you're using it for, it's a service.
Exactly. And so if you want to look at what domain join looks like, it's exactly what you would expect, where you just simply go to the machine, use server manager on a server, click on work group here, click on change, and simply join it to the domain. So I'm going to click on domain here and say
Contoso 100.
Right, so it's not going to go and discover that instance.
There you go.
Again, I'm within the same VNet, so it can actually find that
thing.
So
it finds it because it's all DNS, using internal DNS for this, yes? Okay, got it.
Domain services preview dot. And.
Remember your password?
I hope so.
A lot of right clicks in there. All right, and then welcome to the Contoso 100 domain, that's what it's going to say.
Yes.
Yes!
So that's
it.
It's exactly the same set of tooling.
Yeah. Of course,
I must also mention that you have to reset the computer.
Yeah.
I must also mention that you can use Red Hat Linux VMs as well.
I saw that. I saw RHEL in the previous picture.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So very popular. We're seeing that a lot. So now you can manage everything from this MVC.
Yes, that's the thought.
Matt, this is awesome. This is really cool. So so people can go in if they're using Azure Active Directory, they just flip it on like you showed, and away they go.
And you don't have to worry about being Azure AD Premium. It works for basic, free, as well as premium.
Wow.
You simply
across the board. Wow.
Yes.
Very cool. All right.
Cool.
Thank you so much for showing this.
I
liked it a lot. I hope you liked it and hope you enjoyed this episode talking about Azure Active Directory domain services.
Premium. No, I'm kidding.
God, this is not cool.
Yeah.
We used to work together. We both used to be developers back in the day.
Yes.
In the serviceability team. We used to fix bugs in Windows. And now here we are talking about awesome stuff in the cloud.
Yeah.
So thank you for your time.
No, thank you, Corey.
Absolutely. And thank you. And hope you enjoyed this show. If you've got any questions for Mahesh or for me, please ask them on Twitter and put hashtag AzureTWC, and we will find you. We will answer your questions. If you've got any ideas for other shows, other things for us to cover, please let us know. But hope you enjoyed this one, and hope you have a wonderful Tuesday.
Cool.
Thank you, and thank you.
Thanks, Corey.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
But I put on a smiling face for this show.
Okay.
For my fans.
Sure.
Both of them. All right, are we ready?
Good.
You're recording?
Yes, we are.
Can you see me?
Still recording.
All right. This is, what do you guys call it? DCS service.
I wish we could. Azure AD Domain Services.
That's the literally.
Well, there's no enterprise in it.
That's
there's
like
no
literally the worst. Can I call it DCS as a service in the show?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
As long as Alex doesn't see it, I'm fine.
No one watches the show. We're fine. Literally the worst. But thank you for making the time to come here with me.
No problem.
All right. Are you ready? All right. All right. Okay. Are you recording?
Yeah.
It's on. Okay. Good. Okay. All right. You ready?
I think
you're good.
Yeah, it is.
I think you're good. Okay. Ready? All right.